G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Lions season 2015. We're just about to jump into round 11, first of the split rounds. Only six games of footy this weekend, but still plenty of opportunity to find a few bets.
Yeah, absolutely. Some interesting matchups this week. A couple I've got absolutely no interest in, but a couple I think that really offers an opportunity here. And we kick things off on Friday night at the Adelaide Oval with Port Adelaide and Geelong. The power laying a bit over two goals. Total points line around the mid-170 mark.
Should be a good battle, this one. Good conditions predicted. Should be a good night for footy. Home crowd there, Port Adelaide, always tough to toss. On form, they're probably just finding a bit of that run and drive that they had last year. I'm not convinced they're still back to their best. They've got more improvement to come, but that's got to come from individuals more than from the group itself. Geelong, they're sort of there or thereabouts, aren't they?
But they're a bit the same. You kind of look at them and think there's probably a bit more in the tank, but they haven't yet shown it.
Yeah, and I get the feeling with Geelong that the blokes that have been getting it done for the last 5 or 6 years are probably just over the hill now or getting to that point, and they can't rely on them as they have done in the past to really get it done when the whips are cracking. So I think they're probably where they deserve to be and where they'll finish up, to be honest. But look, the head-to-head line probably feels about right. If anything, probably a slight lean to laying the points. But I'm going to play the over in this game. I think it should, as I said, should be a good battle, but I expect there to be a bit of run on the outside. Good conditions. You're going to need to score to win this game of footy, and 173, there's plenty of room above that, so I'm going to play the over.
Very good. I couldn't find one here. I thought the line was near enough right. Low 170s doesn't give you a lot of room to go under, and so even though the statistical trends both break a little bit to the under for these two clubs, the head-to-head history goes to the over. And it doesn't give you a lot of space if it is a dry night and they do get conditions. Neither side really playing great defensively. Port's poor scoring up until a couple of weeks ago mainly came on the back of kicking really badly for goal. Pretty easy lay down for me. We move to Saturday afternoon and we're up at the Gold Coast at Metricon Stadium for the Suns and the Dockers. The Suns getting about 7.5 goals. Total points line, some markets low 160s, others in the high 150s.
Yeah, I walked away from this one pretty quickly for to get it done in a canter. It just depends on whether or not they decide to actually start resting players now. Gold Coast still got that long injury list, and I can't see them getting into the game in any way, shape or form. But this, you never know if Ross Lyon decides that after half time their bye starts early, and I don't want to get involved, to be honest.
I had no interest whatsoever in the line, but I think I can play the total here. I'm going to play the over. Both sides trend pretty strongly to the over in day matches across the last couple of years. Gold Coast trends strongly to the over off a break of 7 days or more. And high 150s on a sunny Saturday afternoon, I'm not convinced Gold Coast can stop Freo. Mm. And if Freo put the queue in the rack at half time, well, they're not going to be too fussed. And we've seen it in previous weeks. They're not too fussed about stopping sides once they're 10 goals up.
Yep.
I don't think it's necessarily that hard to scrape to 160 in this game. So I'm happy to play the over here. I thought this line would be about 10 points higher. We move to the second of the Saturday games. Now, this is a twilight game Eastern time, but it's a 2:30 start in the West for the Eagles and Essendon at Subiaco. The Eagles laying about 5.5 goals, total points line low to mid-170s.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to be a tough day for the Bombers over there.
Every day's a tough day for the Bombers.
Well, they just can't score. They can't score, and they're not all that flash stopping scores. Nah. They're probably the two key ingredients to winning games of footy, I would have thought. My
score points and prevent points being scored against you.
My uneducated opinion, I think that's probably two of your more important things you'd talk about before you run out onto the ground, but... Look, Darling back for West Coast makes the high-scoring team in the competition even stronger up forward. They've shelled a lot of opportunities in the last couple of weeks, which has cost us both a bit of money. But I don't see that happening 3 weeks in a row, particularly against probably what I expect to be a little bit less pressure. At home, I think they'll put a fair number on them here. You could probably play either market. But I think the safer bet's probably just to play the over on a mid 170s line. I wouldn't be surprised to see West Coast kick 140 then themselves, and then you're only really relying on Essendon to kick
315.
Kick 315, exactly right. So, yeah, that said, as I said, you play either side, but I'm just going to play the total.
Yeah, I'm with you over here as well. West Coast, strong trend to the over in day games. Bombers have got a really strong trend to the under overall, but that's 17-6 to the under in twilight night games. In day games, they're actually 5 apiece. The recent head-to-head history, two games have gone high 180s, including the only game at Subiaco in the last 2 years. And again, sunny day, potent attack for West Coast.
Yeah.
It doesn't take much to get to 170.
No.
Not and they had 40 scoring shots against Geelong, who are a hell of a lot better than Essendon, as we found out last Saturday night.
Absolutely.
They could well run up three quarters of this number themselves.
Yeah.
Pretty comfortable to play the over.
In itself, if we're both on that track, should we both just back the line as well? Or you're not going to
bet? I'm not going to bet the line. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to cheer on points and hope that Essendon kick their fraction of them, but I'm fearful of a big blowout here. We move to Saturday night, and we're at the Docklands for North Melbourne and Sydney. The Roos getting about 2.5 goals, total points line, mid to high 170s, I should say.
I originally looked at this game and just thought it was going to be a points bonanza, to be honest. Two relatively good sides under the lid. North Melbourne, they probably might try and bottle it up inside just because they're still missing that outside run to get creative, but I don't think they can expect to beat Sydney in a pitched battle. I think they need to try and outscore them, and yep. I think that's the only way that they can get the points. If Brad Scott was pulling the reins, it might be a little bit different story, but I think they're going to need to try and get them on the outside somehow, and they're going to try and need to put a score on the board. Sydney, they're obviously potent, especially inside when they're... I think my probably one knock on Sydney is that they're not as skillful with the football as the other good sides. They generally rely on just individual patches of brilliance more than anything else, rather than actually shifting the ball with purpose. But Franklin, his record at Etihad Stadium is really good. He could have a night out with North Melbourne, struggling a little bit in the key posts as well. So I don't think 180 is anywhere near enough. I'm going to play the over.
Yeah, agree completely. North Melbourne trend pretty well to the over at the Docklands. Sydney don't play there that often, but they do trend to the over when they go there. North trend to the over off a short break. Two of the last three between these sides have cracked 200, and none of them have been played at the Docklands. Very rare that you get a number that low for sides that can actually attack.
Mm.
We'll come to another game on Sunday, Arvo, with a similar line with... You know, one side that very clearly can't do much attacking.
Yeah.
I think this is a bit of a steal. I reckon this is at least 10 points lower than it should be. I'm happy to play the over.
Good boy.
First of the Sunday games, and we kick things off at 1:10 at the MCG for Collingwood and the Giants. The Magpies laying a bit over a goal. Total points line, high 170s.
Again, perfect conditions expected for the MCG on Sunday afternoon. A little bit overcast, but solid temperature, no rain about, so... GWS, a hell of a lot better attacking side than Melbourne are, and Melbourne found some holes in Collingwood's setup last week. I'm not going to play the head-to-head just because I've underrated the Pies this year, and it wouldn't surprise me if they just stuck one in and broke it off here again. But I think the high 170s is far too low again. I think this is going to be, again, another good scoring match. I think we're going to have a good scoring weekend, to be honest. So I'm pretty happy with playing the over on this one.
Yeah, no bet here for me. If I was going to bet, I'd be leaning to the over. Recent head-to-head between these teams is limited, but both have been low-scoring games. I actually thought the Giants would trend a bit more to the over when I was doing the numbers than they actually do. They're surprisingly a slight underside.
That's not as surprising considering the last couple of years where they struggled to be in games. Like they haven't been contributing a lot to the scoreboard before the latter half.
Oh, this is more last year and this year. So I was a little surprised that they hadn't broken more, and more in day games. Like they play a lot of night games, and you think they're dewy conditions, people struggle to kick scores, but I was surprised. I had in my head that they'd been in a few daytime shootouts, and that was
No.
less the case than I'd expected it
They've
to
also
be.
played quite a few day games at Canberra where it's pissed down rain every single
That's
time, so
true.
that sticks to them a little
If I was going to play, I'd be playing
bit.
the over, but a few question marks here. I really don't know where to how to fit Collingwood into the picture just yet, so I'm going to let this one slide. And we move to the last game of the weekend, the Sunday Twilight game, when we're back at the Docklands for St Kilda and Melbourne. Saints, very slight favourites, laying about half a goal. Total points line, low to mid 170s.
I think the flip of the coin is probably fair. St Kilda and Melbourne are where they need to be. Now, under the lid, the over's the only play in place, but the only thing that sort of kept me out of this one was just whether or not, I mean, this is a game that both sides really need to win. It's a
Yep.
winnable game for both teams. So whether or not the coaches both want this one so bad that they try and strangle it up and just see who can kick a goal or two when the whip's cracking at the end of the game and try and pinch it as opposed to trying to maybe open it up a little bit and try and outshoot each other. So that was enough for me just to sit this one out. It's not, I don't see it being a, kick 14 goals to 13 or something sort of set up like that. I don't see that happening between those two teams. I think if anything, the under might come into it on that token. But St Kilda have done probably enough for me to prevent me from playing the under and the over as well in that regard. So if you can make sense of that, come and talk to me and let me know what I'm doing. But at this stage, I'm sitting out of it.
I'm not playing either. Low 170s line, normally for a game at the Docklands, you'd be pretty keen. And the point you made about this being a winnable game for both sides is borne out in the recent head-to-heads. The last couple of years since Roos has been there, they've been low-scoring games, and they've both been sides that have marked this as a winnable game. They've played attacking footy when they've had less to lose, and they've been 5-goal underdogs or whatever, and they'll play fun footy to watch. As soon as they're in a winnable one, they tend to clamp the lids pretty quickly. And I could imagine, even if you get to three-quarter time and you're tracking well, if the game's close, it'll go into full shutdown mode, and I have no desire to be involved in that.
Fair.
So a total of three bets for me this week, and they're all the overs. So I've got, and they're all on Saturday, the three Saturday games: Gold Coast and Fremantle, West Coast and Essendon, North Melbourne and Sydney. We're hoping for lots of points.
Well, I'm hoping for a shitload of points as well, mate, I'll be honest, because I've got four bets this weekend and they're all overs as well. I've got them spread across all 4 days, though, so 3 days, sorry, so I've got something to do on each day. I've got overs Port Geelong on Friday, I've got the overs West Coast Essendon, overs North Melbourne Sydney, and the overs for the Pies GWS.
Terrific. Good luck and good punting, folks.